High school principal Bob O'Connor has led the school since 2012. Before that, he served as principal of Treasure Mountain Junior High. He was first hired in 1997 to be the assistant principal at the high school. His statement released to the community outlines the medical condition which is causing his departure. It says he is thankful for the support from the community as he goes through a series of tests to diagnose his symptoms. His doctors discovered evidence of a neuromuscular degenerative disease, and it requires him to pursue multiple care plans and treatments. For this reason, he will not be able to return to his position as high school principal. He says he's proud of the 21 years in the Park City School District, along with the many accomplishments of students and faculty. The students of Park City High School give him hope, he says, for a brighter world. Their love and enthusiasm, he says, are infectious, and it is something he will cherish forever. Associate Superintendent of Teaching, Learning, and Technology, Kathleen Einhorn, has been assigned to lead the high school, and she'll serve there through the end of this school year. Superintendent Amber Conley says Mr. O'Connor is a highly respected educator and administrator. He's a role model for advocating for children and his staff. His exemplary service as a leader in the district, she says, will be irreplaceable. He's an advocate and champion for students. The high school principal's position will be posted this month. The district plans to screen applicants and hold interviews in March, hoping to announce a replacement later in the month. The district will announce a hiring committee consisting of teachers, parents, administrators, and board members. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.